You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good portion of our team. We had offense up at the time, obviously, and so they're already close to the hash. And specifically, I saw him make eye contact and rip a joke or two to Waddle and Devon. And you know, I think a lot of guys got back into the game. You know, provoked by what he said verbally. You know, we've talked a lot about all the stuff that, you know, Tyreek has done this off season, and a big portion is leading by example and connecting with his teammates, and he kind of utilized that connectivity to make sure that his team was finishing on the right end. You know, so he was inspiring in that situation, and I think his teammates benefited from that.
All right, welcome back, and you heard Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, talking about Tyreek Hill and his injury, and of course, some more news coming out this morning from ESPN, who has great contact at him. Adam always talks to
Adam Schefter, get it from Drew. Schefter, yeah. Yes, yeah. So anyway, Joe, yeah, it was the ligaments, which we were concerned. That was the big concern, right? The ligaments in the knee, those were torn, including the ACL. He is going to have surgery today. So this is going to be a very long-term injury here for the Dolphins.
Hey man, he's going to be missed. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's so weird. You know, sooner or later, everybody is going to be 100%. Everybody's going to get injured playing this game, and you hope it's not a bad one when it's your call, and it happens. But my God, man, you know, when you see a guy, you know, catch the ball the way he does on the side, and he's taking hits from everybody and stuff, and to see him have an injury like this is just you're driving home last night going, wow, of all the guys and guys that get rolled up on and on the offensive line and Tua taking a hit and just all the things that could happen, right? I just never placed Tyreek Hill, who's just been so durable, even banged up. He played and go in the locker room, he'd come back out and he'd finish the game and horse collar tackle. Was that last year, the year before, and limped off? And you go, ooh, that's a bad one.
That was the Tennessee game.
And then the guy, like, he comes back out and he plays. And just to see this. And the second part of this, I do agree with Omar on this part. He's going to be missed, man. That guy is a number one receiver. And even when he doesn't get the ball, he's setting somebody else to get the ball because they're worried about where he is and making sure somebody's close to him, knowing that if he catches it and you're out of position, just a step or two, he could take it to the house. And he's adjusted his game, even the short game. Woody and I were talking. Look, he's because of what they've asked him to do, he's been catching a lot more 8, 9, 10-yard receptions and runs a few yards for it. So the numbers are down. But that doesn't mean he hadn't been a big part of the offense that you have here early this season. And he truly is what a number one receiver looks like. And number one receiver not only catches a lot of footballs, but also scores a lot of touchdowns. And he's done, not recently, but has done a lot of that with the great speed that we know he still has. So hopefully he's able to come back. And this does put a lot more pressure on everybody else coming back, man, from the running back room to the tight ends and all the other receivers. And none more than Jaylen Waddle. Hey, you are now 1A, man. Jaylen Waddle, you are 1A.
Remember we had that talk? That was last year, the year before. Is Jaylen Waddle number one? I don't want to find out.
Well, last year, he was a two.
He's just got to stay healthy.
And
that's the issue, right? With Waddle, he's got to find a way to stay healthy. But yeah, man, it's a big difference when you don't have that other guy on the other side. Big, big, big difference. Because he's going to get the top corner for every team. And they know that he's the big threat now. So that's going to be a tough one for him. But Joe, I'm just curious because we got a few texts about this. I know you walk around the field before the game. Was anything wrong with the turf?
I saw guys
last night because people were talking about the turf, and I know that the grass. I know that they have like the best grass money can buy over there, but it did, at least on TV, it looked a little chewed up. But
well, there was no game, so it wasn't chewed up from that. But
I don't think it had anything to do with Tyreek's injury, though. To you know what people are getting, I think the fact that Tyreek was going out of bounds and the guy decided to lunge at his legs.
Saw some guys make some cuts and slip last night because we mentioned it too when we were talking about it a little bit. I don't know what to say except Mr. Ross went out and bought the highest, best grass you can buy for big guys that are going to run around on your football field in all kinds of weather. It is considered the best in the business. Hell, he bought it from somebody else because he was tired of not being able to get it.
Yeah, I just don't think that injury had anything to do with the grass.
No, the sideline thing had nothing to do with it at all. And whatever you think of the grass, I don't know if it was wet, slippery. They have a system that sucks up the water real quickly underneath a pan.
No, you can tell. You can tell because the Canes have played in some like really rainy games so far this season, and the field holds up fine.
Yeah.
But it did. I mean, it looked a little chewed up on TV last night. So I just wanted to bring it up to you because people are commenting on it.
I was down there on the field before the game, and I wasn't running routes.
I know, but you like to get a lay of the land. I like that.
I just was looking to see, and I wasn't thinking about, wow, it's going to be a little slippery for these guys. So I don't know about that. I do know this, though, that Mike called a hell of a game last night. Mike McDaniel really called a great game that was good for the offensive line, good for the running game, and really good for the quarterback. It was getting him outside the pocket for a lot of different reasons, but also had receivers in his face. When he'd roll out, there were guys coming across at different levels to get him the football. And then, in some cases, wide open, tight end wide open, your receivers wide open. And so they end up being great plays off bootlegs, and a lot of this happened because you're able to have some success. What did they run for 120 something yards last night? So the running game is obviously going forward going to be really important. But make no mistake about it, because he wasn't in preseason, he didn't do much. And honestly, we didn't look great in preseason when he didn't do much. There were some practices you like to forget about. He's important. Whether it's short routes, it's not like he can only run a takeoff because he's a track guy. He can run them all. He runs crossing routes. He's a threat. So he will be missed, man. He'll
be more than missed, Joe. It's a big, big loss.
I'm with Omar on this thing. I don't like ranking guys like, hey, guys you can't afford to lose, but
he was on the top of the list.
He's right up there.
I wonder if they start to get some packages together with Achan and Gordon. Maybe use those guys some way together. I don't know if there's something they could do, but I think it's a nice 1-2 punch those guys have. A couple other people chiming in on the injury here. Someone said that looked like the everything kept going. The defender kept going, but his leg locked in the turf. I don't. To me, it just looked like the guy just rolled on his leg.
I don't know what to say, man. You're going to get your foot's planted and a guy rolls on you. Bad stuff's going
to
happen.
I said this earlier to you. I don't know if you agree. 954 says the way he grabbed Tyreek and rolled his leg out of bounds to me was dirty as hell. Everyone knows Tyreek was going out of bounds. He avoids getting tackled at all costs. BS, that was a dirty ass play. I'm with you. I think it was really clear he was going out of bounds. That guy did not need to lunge at his legs.
I didn't see enough. And honestly, if you guys tell me it's dirty, I mean, it's your opinion.
Well, I just think it was clear that he was.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He's going out of bounds. And Tyreek is not the kind of guy that like fakes to go out of bounds and will turn up the field on you. I don't know why you need to lunge at the guy's legs like that.
I can't comment. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it up close to. But if you think it's a dirty play, I'm not going to change your mind. So
someone said we might have found a team that makes more mistakes than we do.
Oh my God! Look at and the Jets been doing this. I mean, the things that happened to that team last night. Aaron Glenn's been talking about sloppy tackling. Did you see the Achan run?
Yes, I did.
I mean, half the defense was over there. They look sloppy. The penalties, the turnovers, not taking care of the ball. Your quarterback standing back there with a guy about ready to sack him and take him down. He's carrying the ball out. Well, what do you think's going to happen? Think he was just going to, you're going to get away from him? It was a lot of bad stuff. There were two plays, both turnovers. That turned that game upside down. Their first drive, they're going right down the field, 76 yards. You had 76 yards rushing in one drive. That's hard to do. They went down the field and were getting ready to score. He was going in to score.
Yes, he was.
And you fumble the ball. They get it on the four, and the Dolphins take it right down the field. So instead of being down 7-3 to the Jets early in the game, they're up 10-0 off that. And now you get the ball to start the second half. You've got your offense ready to go out there. Talking about the Jets. Kickoff return guy fumbles the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that sets the Dolphins up to score again.
The fumble was a good play, though. It was like a fluke play. Like, you know, the Colts guy just like dropped it out the back of the end zone. That was a good play. It was a Minka, right, that knocked it out.
You talking about kickoff return?
No, the fumble going into the end zone there. Like, that was a good play. Like, that ball got punched out.
So I don't buy.
It wasn't like a fluke play.
So Omar's big on it. He makes it sound like all these takeaways are lucky. These guys.
No, that wasn't a lucky play, Joe. The guy knocked the ball out. Like, that's a good play.
And Cameron Good.
What they teach you to do.
Cameron Good comes in from the side and jacks the return guy. And if you get hit hard enough, and you punch the ball while you're doing it, or get your shoulder pads full speed on the football, and it's a little loose, and a guy's not carrying it. A lot of guys don't carry the football with both arms. They put it in one, and the other one is to run.
I don't want to hear about luck, though, man.
Yeah, like,
The Dolphins don't have enough bad luck on their side.
Well, I don't want to hear about
it. Come on, man.
Takeaways are lucky. That's a new one. That's a new one. I don't know. A lot of coordinators probably wouldn't want to hear that was luck. So what was it before that, the three games they didn't have any? I mean, they're getting after. That's one of the things that he wanted to see. Now, listen, Anthony Weaver, probably not real excited when he got home last night to that beautiful wife and getting up this morning about the way his defense played overall. Probably not happy with the run defense. I mean, I wouldn't be happy. The only question would be, why? Got to do a better job. And the young guys are going to play. I did that little pause. I don't know why I did that. It was a tired pause. Young guys got to play. You can't give up on the draft picks and throw them out. Well, we can't. No. They were all in when we went to our new game plan of putting this team together in the offseason. They had made it a point. I thought it was going to be four or five. Hell, it's just about every guy we drafted. Especially on the D line, they drafted three of them, and the top two guys are going to continue to play a lot of football. And they're not playing great. Jordan Phillips and Kenneth Grant are not playing great. They're not playing great. Savaii Nye is not playing great yet, but you can't give up on them. Those are your guys, those are your first and second and fifth round picks. They're going to get better. The only way you take them out is if you're going, somebody lost some confidence. That's a different deal. But if they're in there and they're wanting to get better and working their ass off and they're not happy about this, then you got the right guys.
Just a real quick to update you, Joe, while this is coming from Ian Rappaport. We already mentioned this, that surgery's today, and there's a possibility that he could have additional surgeries. We had that from the Twitter doctor earlier. He says no guarantee he'll be ready for 2026. Here's the money part of it. None of the 2026 salary is guaranteed now. $11 million of the almost $30 million becomes fully guaranteed if he's on the roster in March, plus a $5 million roster bonus. So that's how this works out financially here. And I assume the Dolphins will do right by him, but I don't know.
Wait a sec. You think they're going to keep him around?
Well, I don't think they're going to screw the guy, but. Right, and I know it's cold business and all, but I'm guessing they will take care of him.
I don't know. I don't know, Woody. You ought to calm down on that before.
Well,
you ought to calm down before you decide that that's the right thing to do.
You think you're just going to cut him?
Guys get released all the time, man. A lot of guys get released because they're not healthy. They do. That's what happens. Hey, we got to go to break here, Woody. Good try, though, trying to do that thing there. Mr.
Trying to help the guy out.
He got big numbers against the cap. What do you think is going to happen? Seriously, is that what you think is going to happen? In your heart, you really think that's going to happen?
Well, if the heart was involved, then we would take care of him.
All right. So the salary cap doesn't have a heart. So anyway, we've got more stuff to get to here this morning. Woody, I love your take on everything. Boy, I tell you, you're all over the place. You should be laughing at yourself back there. Hey, we've got more stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply, in app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.